where the talks are.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this Friday morning. It is the final day of the UN summit in Copenhagen, where world leaders are grappling with the issue of climate change. Marketplace reporters are there, and this morning our coverage continues as President Barack Obama arrives there to help secure a deal. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live from the Danish capital right now. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Steve.
So has Mr. Obama plunged straight into these negotiations?
Yes, absolutely. He arrived around 10 o'clock this morning, went into a huddle with the U.S. negotiating team before holding talks with the Danish Prime Minister. He was due to address a high-level plenary session of the summit 50 minutes ago, but looking at the monitor, he still has not arrived, a sign perhaps of the rather fraught condition of these talks.
Yeah, but what other meetings will the President have today?
The key relationship here is between the U.S. and China, and the president is scheduled to meet with the Chinese premier after the plenary session. Not clear how much progress that will make, however. China still seems reluctant to meet a key American demand that there be monitoring and enforcement of any climate deal.
Stephen, there's only a day left. I mean, what are the prospects for an agreement out of this thing?
Very difficult to say. I mean, the situation is extremely volatile. One minute optimism, the next pessimism. Delegates here this morning talking about a desperate and confusing situation. It's clear we're not going to get a legally binding treaty here. What we'll get is a political declaration that could form the basis of a treaty next year. Question is, how solid, how firm a foundation will that be?
All right. Marketplace's Stephen Beard joining us this morning from Copenhagen. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
We do appreciate it. Let's check numbers. European shares have swung into the green. The FTSE up more than 1% right now. The DAX and CAC 40 in Paris all up about 0.8%. Asian shares closed pretty much down today. The Nikkei down about 0.2%. And in American markets yesterday here at home, more than 1% yesterday was the give back. The Dow was off 132 points to close at 10,308. No doubt Boeing shares will likely be impacted today with this news that Ryanair won't be buying 200 of Boeing 737-800 series aircraft. They couldn't work out some of the terms of the deal. It's a heated dispute between a cable and content provider, and television fees are at the center of the fight between News Corp and Time Warner Cable. Question is, how much it'll cost Time Warner? Their contract expires at the end of the month, and reports are News Corp will start a marketing attack today against the cable giant. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reports.
News Corp wants Time Warner Cable to pay extra for its channels, some of which have more viewers than they used to. It even wants money for its broadcast channel, the one that airs The Simpsons and football games. But TWC is already struggling with programming fees that are going up.
And going up faster than they've been able to raise rates or acquire new customers.
Larry Gerbrandt heads Media Valuation Partners.
ESPN, for instance, has gone from being well under a dollar to over $4 per subscriber per month.
But many cable subscribers would agree their monthly bills are already too high, and that's why this is becoming such a public fight. Time Warner Cable has even launched a website telling consumers not to let their TV be held hostage. It's called rolloverorgettough.com. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bank of America, working to meet the capital needs of qualified businesses and consumers. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/ahead. And is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs such as Marketplace Money, visit americanpublicmedia.org.
Well, the recession's done a number on small business. Owners are pinching as many pennies as they can, and that includes employee bonuses. You know what they're not pulling back on? Swag to clients. From the entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, here's Mitchell Hartman.
Just one in three small business owners will give bonuses or gifts to their employees this year, according to a recent survey by American Express. That's down more than 10% since 2008. But there's one thing employers can't afford to skimp on, says Amex small business advisor Alice Braden, gifts for customers.
Giving to customers is a marketing must. If you don't give to customers and thank them, there may not be any employee bonuses or gifts to even talk about this time next year.
But Braden says it's a delicate balancing act to shortchange employees while spending on clients.
If you don't openly address the fact that you're cutting back on what you're doing with your employees, they are going to be really upset with you, particularly if they're seeing you spending money and putting energy into thanking customers. They're going to say, hey, what about us?
Braden suggests giving employees time off or other non-cash perks to keep spirits up. And she says tone down the flash factor on those customer gifts. Instead of imported scotch or a fancy paperweight, give some of your own merchandise or services. Marketing expert Joseph Heinen at Genesis Telecom Labs says gifts aren't what builds customer loyalty anyway.
They're not necessarily focused on something that was dropped in their office or a card or a thank you, so much as their experience when they actually transact a business or resolved a problem.
Bill McHenry realized that after years of giving out customized mugs and other tchotchkes at Pedal Power, his bike shop in Middletown, Connecticut.
We did little gifts and things like that, and they have that immediate hand to the customer, and they say, oh, thank you, and appreciate it. But we found that doing things like events seemed to have a greater impact.
McHenry now throws a few big parties for customers every year. He also sends them personalized discount offers based on the type of cycling they do. And even though business wasn't great this year, he'll give his 12 employees the same bonuses as last year, ranging from $50 to a few $100s. He says he wants them to know their efforts are appreciated, especially when times are hard. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And finally, it's a new program to offer travel information. The Ohio Department of Transportation is encouraging motorists to use Twitter this winter to report icy roads and accidents. The pilot project will work in 6 of Ohio's biggest cities. Officials are hoping a bunch of people tweeting on their smartphones in the ice and snow won't make the roads even more hazardous. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.